a solemn anniversary. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. It's been 1 year since Russian troops invaded Ukraine.
A full-scale invasion. Western politicians said Vladimir Putin's stated aim was a false pretext, the denazification and demilitarization of Ukraine. What it seemed he feared was a Ukraine turning towards the West. He wanted it within Moscow's gravitational pull. The huge military force built up on the border soon got bogged down. The speedy regime change Putin expected never materialized. Instead, 1 year later, a brutal and bloody conflict with no sign yet of an ending.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. China has released a 12-point plan to end the war in Ukraine, calling for a ceasefire to be followed by peace talks. The UN General Assembly has overwhelmingly approved a resolution calling for Russia to end its invasion. President Biden will hold a virtual meeting of the leaders of the G7 countries on Friday and promises tougher sanctions against Moscow. With exceptions in the Northeast and the Southwest, Old Man Winter has largely eased his grip on most of the country in the wake of this week's big winter storm. But in southern Michigan, nearly 740,000 homes and businesses have no power still after a half inch of ice brought down tree limbs and in turn more than 3,000 power lines.
We have additional crews coming in to help with restoration. The weather's turning in the favor. It's going to get colder this weekend, but it's going to be good weather to restore customers. So we've got a big team going, and DTE and the rest of the utilities of the state are working actively on that.
But DTE Energy President Trevor Lauer says some customers won't have their lights and heat back on until Sunday. Portland, Oregon, digging out from almost 11 inches of snow Wednesday, their snowiest day since 1943. The National Weather Service admits its forecast for only a slim chance of snow in Portland was wrong. They're reviewing it. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
New research suggests COVID-19 vaccine mandates may have done more harm than good.
A new study by the Mercatus Center, a self-described libertarian, free market-oriented think tank, says in 9 of the largest U.S. cities, there was no evidence that the mandates increased the number of people being vaccinated or reduced the number of COVID cases or deaths. But the impact on small businesses was devastating. In New York, more than 90% of restaurants reported a loss of customers. Three-quarters of them reporting staff losses. Some experts say as a result of these mandates failing, people are left today with more doubt than confidence.
Fox's Griff Jenkins admitting it should have come sooner. Transportation Secretary Buttigieg visited East Palestine, Ohio Thursday, saluting the residents.
As they have gone through both this disaster's immediate impacts and the swirl of national and international and political attention that's come their way, their decency and resolve has been inspiring.
Secretary Buttigieg promised new rail safety regulations. Federal transportation safety investigators say an overheated wheel bearing may have caused that train wreck. While it may seem like the midterm elections just ended, the 2024 presidential race is coming on fast.
RNC Chair Ronna McDaniels announced Milwaukee will host a Republican presidential debate in August. The RNC holding to its recent tradition of having a debate at the same city where it's going to have its national convention the following year. The debate's expected to feature leading candidates like former President Trump and former Ambassador Nikki Haley. But as many as a dozen Republicans may be throwing their hat into the ring, the RNC expected to soon finalize a set of requirements to participate, including a rule calling for each candidate to pledge to support the party's eventual nominee. No pledge, no spot on stage.
Fox's Jill Nato, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.